Country Bob FM.
Oh, that's not any better. I soaked that in water for 2 days to get it maybe as get it to kind of a lower register.
Oh, it's way better.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
Anybody out there with a train whistle that's too high, it's almost like it hasn't gone through puberty yet. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for the pimples and the peach fuzz to show up. Just soak it in water for 2 days. Mm-hmm. And make sure you, I put a big bowl and then I put it in, then I put a smaller bowl with water in it so it would hold it down. Because otherwise it would float.
Sure. Yeah.
Otherwise it would float. It is almanac time. We're going to do an almanac quiz coming up for tickets to see Little Texas at Buck Hill on that Wednesday, July 11th.
Mm-hmm.
July 11th is that day, Wednesday at Buck Hill, so we'll do Almanac Quiz. So that's on the way. I need to mention that the Almanac is brought to you by Lefebvre Companies, now hiring company drivers, owner, operators, and carriers. LefTruck.com, L-E-F, truck.com. Before we get going here today, we need to do a Bob Almanac salute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, give her a pull, Bob, see if it works.
No winner.
I got a story of my life.
The old man from Pawn Stars has passed away. He was 77 years old, Richard Harrison.
Huh.
He was the patriarch of that crew. He's the reason they have that pawn shop in Las Vegas. And, of course, the rest is history.
Yeah.
They've made a lot of money.
Yes, they have.
A spokesperson for History Channel, the network which airs the Pawn Star show, told TMZ they'll greatly miss him for his wisdom and candor. It has not immediately been made clear what the cause of his death was. He was 77.
Yeah.
He was grumpy, and that's good. That was part of his character. You don't know if that was him in real life or not, but certainly on TV it played well with the rest of the cast of characters. The old man from Pawn Stars, dead at 77. Today, Tuesday, June 26th, 177th day of the year, 188 left to go, 1844. John Tyler was married on this date. He was the sitting president, the first sitting president to marry while in office. Now, that marriage was not in, they didn't have a White House ceremony. I think Grover Cleveland did. There have been three presidents that have married while in office, but not literally in the office.
Okay.
We have John Tyler, Grover Cleveland, and Woodrow Wilson.
Mm.
And I think Grover Cleveland was the only one who had a White House ceremony, which if you're going to have a wedding, why not have it at the,
the White House? I mean, not everybody has that as an option.
In the Rose Garden, that would be a nice spot,
yes,
too.
Yes, it would.
So John Tyler, 1844 on this date. 1963, we're going to go to Berlin for some audio.
As a free man, I take pride in the word Ich bin ein Berliner.
Ich bin ein Berliner. Any idea what he said there, Neil?
I know what that is. I don't know. I can't remember.
Well, what he thought he was saying was, I am a Berliner.
Yeah.
And many people say that that is what he said as he was speaking in Berlin, the whole wall and everything, and he was talking anti-communism. But actually, some people... for Germans say that it might have actually been I am a donut.
Well,
Berliner might also be a donut.
Okay, or an eau claire maybe.
A donut.
Wow. Ich bin, I am a donut.
Which is okay. I mean,
yeah,
if you're going to be anything.
It wouldn't be a bad thing to be a
why
donut.
Why not? 1963, 1974 in Troy, Ohio. A supermarket there installed the first barcode scanning equipment ever anywhere in the country.
Wow.
It was made by IBM, and a product with a barcode was scanned for the first time. Any guess what that product was?
Box of cereal.
It was Juicy Fruit.
Oh, well, that...
A pack of Juicy Fruit gum was the first one to get the little ding, little beep. And now you can do that yourself, which is kind of fun, but at the same time, I'm going, hey, you know, they've tricked us into doing their job.
Yes, they have.
They've done a nice job. These stores have tricked us. Oh, come in. It'll be faster, and it is many times, but they basically, I come in as a shopper, not as a clerk, not as a checkout person, but now they've turned me into a checkout person.
Right.
I should get a check from them.
Baggers.
I should get a check from them.
Yeah.
I should be an employee, and then then I might get a discount then, too. So there's all kinds of positives out of that. Yeah. 1974.
Well, everything has a barcode.
Everything's got a barcode on. Pretty soon, babies are going to be born. What are they going to do? They're going to slap a barcode on them. They're going to tattoo a barcode on that child right away as soon as it comes out of the womb.
Our CDs this year are going to have barcodes.
That'll be in the year 2525.
Mm. Yes.
That was 74. 77 this date.
The record show. I took a blow.
Bring it home, Elvis. His very last concert this date, Indianapolis Market Square Arena, 1977, for Elvis Presley. That's audio from his last show that he did just prior to that, one that was filmed and then aired on CBS. It was his. That one is called his last concert, but it really wasn't. That was in, I think, Rapid City. But the one that was his actual last concert was Market Square Arena. And the only video or audio we had from that was on some 8mm that somebody took from, like, the second deck.
Yeah, he only would have a couple of months to live, or a month and a half to live, right?
It just wasn't almanac worthy. So that was in 77. If you're a Twins fan, this was a big day in 77. Glenn Adams collected 8 runs batted in a game. I remember listening to this game because I can still remember Rod Carew getting a grand slam. And Carew went 4 for 5 and got his batting average over 400.
Yeah.
Got up to 403 in that fabulous summer of 77 at the Old Met.
Yep.
And he finished at 388. Couldn't quite keep it over 400 during the season.
Amazing, though.
But
388,
Glenn,
just think of that.
He went 4 for 5 in that game along with that grand slam. Glenn Adams, 8 RBI. Right. That still stands as the team record. Randy Bush. It'd be interesting to see George Bush in a Twins. He probably could make contact with the ball.
Maybe
lay down a bunt better than some of the Twins can now.
Yeah.
But Randy Bush tied that record a little bit later on in the 80s. In 79, Muhammad Ali, at 37, said that he was retiring. Guess what? He didn't stay retired. He made a comeback and then boxed a couple of more times and lost to Larry Holmes and Trevor Burbick. Mm. And then he retired, I think, in 81.
That was probably a good idea.
And his career record ended up being 56-55. Would have been 56-3 had he not attempted the comeback,
right?
Because he lost the two, but still 56-5 wasn't too bad.
No.
From Earth to the most spectacular adventure in space, Moonraker. It's out of this world.
What exactly are you up to here, Drax? Moonraker 1, liftoff.
I'll tell you, 007 in space. It just didn't quite compute.
No.
Did it. Didn't quite make sense. I think that's the worst Bond movie of all.
That's generally considered the worst of all.
Yeah, they tried. I mean, everything was about space then. You had your Star Wars and the Star Trek and the Battlestar Galactica. Everything was about space there in the late 70s. So they tried. It just didn't work.
They even turned Jaws into a good guy at the end.
Jaws returned. He did.
Yeah.
He did. Did he break somebody's neck in that one? No, that was the Longest Yard. I think I broke his freaking neck.
Yeah.
So that was 79. 19...
He found his love interest in Moonraker.
Well, who wouldn't love Jaws?
Yeah.
So 1985 on this date, the organist for the Philadelphia Phillies was ejected after playing this, Three Blind Mice. He played it during a baseball game. It was intended for the umpires.
Yes.
And Keith O'Connor, the umpire, threw him out. Threw him out of the game. And then,
pretty,
you know,
hilarious.
If I'm the organ player, I'm going, I'm just playing the Three Stooges theme. And by the way, there's 4 of you down there.
Right.
The song's Three Blind Mice, so it's not about you guys.
That's pretty funny.
And I think that's the only time that the organist has ever been thrown out.
I don't recall it any other time.
It happened at a minor league game maybe 4 or 5 years ago where the guy, he wasn't playing organ, but he's just doing the canned music, and he did it. And the umpire, minor league, small ballpark, everybody can hear what's going on. And he throws the guy out. He was basically an intern who was playing music at the game. He played Three Blind Mice. You're out of here, son.
That's pretty good.
This date in 87.
Dan Aykroyd.
Ma'am.
Is Sergeant Joe Friday.
Oh, my God.
Tom Hanks is Detective Pep Strebeck.
I'm your new partner.
There's a dress code for detectives in robbery homicide. Section 3-605.10.20.22.24.70.80.
My name's Friday.
Take a lot of kidding about that?
Almost never.
There he is. Dan Aykroyd is Joe Friday. How good was that? He is excellent in that movie.
Bordering on spectacular.
Bordering on spectacular, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And who was his girlfriend again, Neil?
The Virgin Connie
yes,
Swale.
Exactly. Dragnet opened on this date, 1987. In 1993, David Letterman was leaving a network.
I would do this all over, but I sure as hell wouldn't do it over without you guys.
Thank you. Well, you have been fabulous to work for all these years. It's been a thrill every night. It's been new and different every night, and thanks a lot.
Like to see you.
He was leaving NBC and going to CBS. This was the day of David Letterman's last NBC show, which was titled Late Night with David Letterman. Yep. A few months later, he, of course, would surface on CBS. Another Twins note on this date, 1994, Kirby Puckett. Three hits, three runs batted in. He passed Rod Carew with his 2,088th hit as a Twin. Mm. He's the all-time leading Twins hit leader. The question to you, Neil, is will Joe Mauer reach that? He's just over two. He just reached 2,000 this year, and I think he's like 2,030-something. There's a pretty good bet.
Yeah.
He might have to sign another year. Is he going to get another 50 hits this year?
Well, he should this year.
Kirby,
they were talking in a paper yesterday, you know, that he wants to come back, it sounds like, for another year, but at a greatly reduced rate.
Yeah. No doubt about that. Kirby Puckett finished his career with 2,304, so Joe would need 50-some hits to pass Rod Carew for second all-time, and then he'd have to get to 2,304. That would require another season or two.
Yes.
With the Twins, and that was in 94. In 2016, more baseball.
On behalf of Reds ownership, it is our privilege to retire Pete Rose's number 14.
Pete Rose's number 14 retired on this date. I think he took 5-1 odds that the curtain that they had over his number would not properly unlatch and fall and display his number. He lost.
Well, he never bet on his team to lose.
He lost that bet.
You don't have to be a star.
Have to be a star to be on my show.
That's good news.
Billy Davis Jr. married to Marilyn McCoo. He did quite well. Of course, they got their start on the in the fifth dimension.
Yep.
Billy Davis Jr. 80 today.
Up and away.
No,
this song is
style.
This song is very sultry.
Yes, it is.
I think it was a one-hit wonder for Chris Isaak.
With you.
He might have charted some other ones. This is the only one I can remember of this.
Yeah, this
and really,
big.
After this one, what else do you need?
Yeah.
So Chris Isaak, happy birthday. He's 62. More music, 80s style. Patti Smyth and her group Scandal.
That was a big hit record right there.
And it's peppy.
I
like
it.
Peppy tunes.
And I'm glad that she was Smyth instead of Smith.
Well, there already was a Patti Smyth, the one who did Because the Night.
Yeah.
Patti Smyth, Goodbye to You was kind of their second hit, and people forget about that one.
Yeah.
But Patti Smyth is 61 today. He was Robin.
You got a real gratitude problem, you know that, Bruce? I need a name. Batboy, Nightwing. I don't know, what do you think? What's a good sidekick name?
How about Dick Grayson, college student?
Hey, that's a pretty good one. I don't know if you're going to fight any crime with that title, but
I don't think so.
Chris O'Donnell played Robin in those Batman movies. He's 48. Not a bad Robin. That's Val Kilmer as Batman. Who was a worse Batman, Val Kilmer or George Clooney?
Might have been Clooney. I don't know. That was a toss-up.
Although
right there.
Clooney was a little more believable as Bruce Wayne, though.
Yes, he was.
If Kilmer, let's just say he's a little stiff.
Yeah.
I think he's a little stiff.
Mm-hmm.
But so was Bruce Wayne. Adam West, was he stiff? I don't know. I liked his view on things.
Yeah.
How he used to say things and his phrasing. Chris O'Donnell is 48. Sean Hayes, who's one of the guys on Will and Grace. Sean Hayes, you know his work?
Yes, I do.
Okay, very
yes,
good. He's 49 today. Now, here's one of my favorite funny men.
The less I know about other people's affairs,
the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people. I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had.
That's Nick Offerman from Parks and Recreation.
Best friend I ever had.
He was in the movie The Millers and has been in some different things. Wasn't he in also RV? He is really good and funny. He's got the mustache thing going on.
Yep.
I thought he was older than this. He's only 48. I would have guessed him in the 50s, but he's 48. Gretchen Wilson, one of our favorite artists, is 45. Is she coming to one of the concerts here?
Isn't she at the lakefront?
The lakefront one, I think, is correct. We had her on the air not too long ago, part of the afternoon drive. Gretchen Wilson is 45. I'll share something from her in its entirety coming up. Again, we are playing Almanac Quiz, so be listening to everything here. Derek Jeter is 44, shortstop. He was the captain.
He was captain of the Bronx Bombers.
Long time. He saw a lot of success. He got there when they weren't very good, and then they got very good and won a number of World Series titles.
He played the game the right way, wouldn't you say, Jim?
He did, and he liked his nightlife, too.
Yeah.
And he's got to boogie on the disco round. Derek Jeter, 44. This guy.
Vic on second and 8. Off the play fake. Has some running room. Inside the 30. Inside the 20. Vic into the end zone. Falcons win in overtime.
Remember this game against the Vikings?
46-yard touchdown.
Oh, I have nightmares about
his second
2002.
The game.
Mike Tyson. Listen to this.
Earlier,
listen to this.
And he finishes with 173 yards rushing.
The Vikings defense gave up 173 yards rushing to a quarterback. Now, Michael Vick wasn't your ordinary quarterback.
Correct.
Very good athlete. And, you know, we courted, and maybe we're just thinking about signing him before last year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
He has since, I think, retired. No longer in football, but and he's not the dog's best friend either.
No.
Got into some trouble. That was not good. Bad decision there. Michael Vick. 30, a good decision to run with the ball against the Vikings in overtime in 02. Bad decision to have dog fighting at your house. Michael Vick, 38. And Ariana Grande, the young kids tell me they really like her.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things. Kind of an attractive young lady.
She's 25 today, Neil.
That's it. Let's move on then to the gone but not forgotten. The guy who was credited, although you hear, you know,
it's disputed.
It's been disputed, but the guy who's credited with creating baseball was a Civil War general by the name of Abner Doubleday. And Abner was born on this day, 1819. So served in the Civil War and created baseball. And, you know, today, since it's his birthday, we're not going to dispute it.
So let's say he would have died in the Civil War at one of the battles. Would we have baseball today?
I think so. I think somebody else might have helped. German aviation pioneer Wilhelm Messerschmitt was born in the state 1898. We just like to say his name, if nothing else. And the guy had an interesting delivery. Actor Peter Lorre.
I, a poor peasant, have conquered science. Why can't I conquer love? He shall be shut up when it's I.
He's a perfect Igor.
Mad.
He is.
Even more perfect than Marty Feldman, I think.
Yeah, he played it perfectly. Peter Lorre was that talented actor, the Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, and
one of those clips was from The Man Who Knew Too Much, the first one.
Peter Lorre was born on this day, 1904. He was Elvis's manager. Colonel Tom Parker, born on this day, 1909.
Would have been celebrating his birthday in that very last Elvis concert.
That's right.
In Indianapolis, right. This state.
Legendary female athlete Babe Didrikson Zaharias was born on this day, 1911. Was there anything she couldn't do?
She was good at just about everything. Horseshoes, tiddlywinks.
Dominoes.
Badminton.
Yeah.
Dominoes. Ping pong. Just didn't matter.
Yeah. Actress Eleanor Parker was, I remember from The Sound of Music, as the Duchess. She thought she was going to marry the Baron von Trapp, and then
right.
Julie Andrews.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, took her place there.
I remember her from her Emmy-nominated cameo appearance on Hawaii Five-0.
Mrs. Kincaid?
The ubiquitous Mr. McGarrett. Don't tell me, let me guess. The ballistic tests proved negative, so you're testing shells from every 12-gauge on the island. Pull!
She was handy with a gun and probably a knife, too.
Yeah, she probably was the killer.
Ubiquitous, Mr. Garrett.
Yes.
And he was ubiquitous. He was everywhere on that island.
Yes. Actor Jack Lord playing the part of McGarrett. Eleanor Parker was the guest star, and she was born in the state. 1922, everybody I've just talked about is gone, but not forgotten.
All right, win some tickets right now. Almanac Quiz, Little Texas, Buck Hill, Wednesday, July 11th, Shiloh Lee Band, and Lost Highway. Mm-hmm. A couple of our local artists warming things up, and then national artists Little Texas with all of their hits will take the stage at Buck Hill in Burnsville. And our Almanac Trivia Quiz question today is, I said that John Tyler on this date took Julia Gardner as his bride, one of three presidents to marry while in office. I mentioned the other two. All you need to do is give me one of the two.
Give me one of the two.
And it's a four-pack of tickets, Little Texas, Buck Hill. John Tyler, married today. Who are the other presidents that also married while they were president? Presidente.
I didn't know what the question was going to be, but I know the answer. I was paying attention.
That's
today.
Good. Way to pay attention. We do appreciate that. And, of course, happened. If you don't pay attention, I do have a taser right where I can reach it. So be ready. 8:55 is our time. Oh, by the way, the phone number, call in right now. First caller, 763-450-0100. Good luck.